5,000 rescuers are now working on for a fifth day at the site of a massive landslide in Shenzhen. Heavy machinery continues to rake through the thousands of tons of soil and rubble that buried dozens of factories and residential buildings. As of Wednesday night, rescuers had found one survivor and four victims. Nearly 70 others are still missing. Tian Zeming, a migrant worker from Chongqing, was pulled from the debris alive on Wednesday morning. He was sent to hospital and is now said to be in stable condition. The state council has begun an investigation into the incident with officials from the Ministry of Land and Resources, the Ministry of Public Security, and others involved. China's transportation system is expected to carry a record number of passengers during the upcoming Chunyun. That's the peak travel period around the Lunar New Year festival. Up to 2.91 billion trips are expected to be made via road, rail, air, and water between January 24th and March 3rd. That's an increase of 3.6% year on year. Agencies have been urged to prepare for extreme weather conditions to guarantee safe and smooth traveling. Well, this year, Lunar New Year falls on February the 8th. The world's largest human migration, the travel spree, will see millions of people traveling home to see their families.